Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study in Ephesians chapter 2, we were talking about the fact that God commands that all men repent. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The rich man in hell realized a person needs to repent. Today, there are those who try to eliminate repentance from salvation. And sometimes I think they actually confuse the word repentance with the word do penance. Well, repentance was preached in the Old Testament before and during the law. It was preached by John the Baptist and by Jesus Christ during his earthly ministry. Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15 shows that clearly. Repentance was preached on the day of Pentecost. Repentance is taught in the epistles and in the book of Revelation. Repentance is a doctrine to be preached and practiced, thought and taught in all generations. It is something that one does throughout their entire Christian life on earth. Yes. There is a positional repentance when we first come to Christ, and then there is a progressive repentance as Christ works in our heart and begins to do his work of cleaning us up or sanctification. In essence, then, repentance is a change of mind. Instead of doing the work yourself to earn salvation, or from depending on a church or religion or some other means, you are turning to Jesus Christ and trusting his entire work of his death, burial, and resurrection for your salvation. Revelation 1:18 says that he has the keys of hell and death. You are trusting him wholly for salvation. You are turning to him from sin and self to become his child and servant of righteousness. You are not your own. Is the mark of repentance toward God. Jesus did all the work for salvation. Ours is to receive it. John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Man does not do any part of the work for salvation. To receive it, he must receive it God's way. And that way is to believe the gospel, call on the Lord to save you, and repent. Those three things are simultaneous. They are not a work, rather they are an act of faith based on the gospel promise of the Word of God. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And friend, God still commands all men, everywhere, to repent. Why? Because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world. Now, having just pointed that out, we've said, for by grace, here I say we've said, the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Now, that last phrase there, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, shows that salvation is not from you as the source. It is the gift of God. It is his work. You, or myself, we are not the outsource. Even the faith is from him. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But we do see that faith is guaranteed to those who will hear the word of God. And Titus 3:5 says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. He washes and regenerates. He renews. We simply allow him and request of him to do it. Washing is by the word, as we'll see in Ephesians chapter 5, and it's the work of our precious Lord. Love is the compassion of God that stirred his grace to accomplish the work of the cross, and in turn, to breathe the word of God, that if we would hear it, we would be saved. In 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4, we read this about our Lord God, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Now here, he says, by the word of God. Now, we know then, in God's compassion, that compassion that stirred his grace to accomplish the work of the cross, we realize that this word of God, this Bible, is God-breathed. Every word. He did it that we might hear and be saved. But faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So again, without the word, people don't get saved. Now, he goes on to say in verse 9, it's not of works, lest any man should boast. One reason given as to why salvation is a gift of God and not earned by works is lest any man should boast. That's why salvation is a gift. Grace glorifies God. Works glorify man. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, we read this. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him that is exalted Christ, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I cannot take one iota of credit for my salvation. I did as any sinner. I received it when it was offered, and through faith and repentance, I called upon the Lord, and he saved me. But I want you to know that the salvation that Andy Bloom has is totally, 100% the work of the Lord. Faith, then, is the very opposite of a works salvation. Now, we see an example in the Bible of a works salvation, or somebody trying to have a works salvation. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21-22, it says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now, we'll stop right there for a moment before I read the next verse. What is the will of the Father in heaven? Well, 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now, my friend, he says that the will of the Father is that all come to repentance. And we just said that not everyone, or the Bible said here in Matthew 7:21, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, that not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Then in the next verse it says, many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works." Now, basically, they were devising their own way of salvation. Now, this sounds like some good things. They prophesied or they preached in the name of Jesus, in the name of God, in the name of the Lord. And it adds, in his name, they even cast out devils. And they did many wonderful works. And in verse 23, the Lord will say to them, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you." Not, "I used to know you." But no, he says, "I never knew you." Never knew you in the salvation relationship, in other words. You see, these people were depending on their works to get them to heaven. And they did some, what you and I would call good works. But the Lord calls them workers of iniquity. I sincerely believe that the reason you see so much going on in contemporary religion today, that it's so entertainment-based, is because people have depended on themselves instead of the will of God. And as a result, we see what terrible things we're seeing going on today. Now, friend, God devised a plan to save men in their hopelessness, which allows no ground whatever for human pride to operate. Salvation is the creation and divine plan of a holy God. That is why there is no room for human boasting before God. Even the good works which follow a believer's regeneration are the product of his Spirit's work in us and through us. So there is no ground whatsoever for human pride. And that leads to verse 10. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Now again, that's Ephesians 2:10. Now the word workmanship is from the Greek word poema, and it is defined as things that are made. This Greek word is used only here and in Romans chapter 1 and verse 20. And there it also refers to the things that are made. Hence, we can say that his first workmanship is the creation of the universe, where we see his power, his wisdom, his glory, and goodness. The heavens declare the glory of God. Stars showeth his handiwork. His second good creating work is the work he does in the life of someone he has saved. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.